What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, Tim?
Amazing.
We hope everyone feels good on this Feel Good Friday. We appreciate everyone for tuning in and listening. We have our feel good, positive news stories to warm your heart, to make you feel just all warm and fuzzy inside. We have six positive news stories we're going to go over today. What do you have, Tim?
My first one, it's called the Orange Art Project. The Orange Art Project. And the Orange Art Project is a local arts nonprofit working to bring art to foster families. So this started off during COVID. And during COVID, a lot of families couldn't get out, couldn't really do much, and a lot of families were looking for activities. So the Orange Art Project was started so artists can go to each other's house or to these foster families' house and show these kids how to do art, not just the kids, but the parents as well too, so they can have interactive activities together in their homes. That being said, since it started during COVID, it now continued and it's now grown to where they have 10 artists that go to different houses each week and they have their assignments and they do their art projects together. And some of these artists, they actually even get their art shown in art shows, man. They get them shown in malls. People actually buy their art as well too. It gets auctioned off, goes right back into the charity, right into the project, and it helps go to more families and grows. I just thought this was really awesome. We've done a lot of stories in the past with art being the subject, so having this nonprofit getting started and bringing art to foster families who definitely need something like this, I think is beautiful all around, man. It's definitely positive truth worthy.
Feel Good Friday worthy. A nonprofit doing great things to help out the community. Exactly what we want to start off with today.
Tú sabes.
Did you ever have a stuffed animal whenever you were really little, Tim?
Absolutely.
What was your stuffed animal?
Man, I actually remembered this little white bear that you could twist it on the back and then a song would play. I don't know why this randomly popped up in my head. And I was like, man, I wonder what ever happened to that thing. I remember like sleeping with it all the time and turning it so I could fall asleep when I was like in kindergarten.
What song did it play?
I don't even know. It was some like nursery rhyme. Like, it's hilarious. I still don't know the nursery rhyme. It could have been like Ode to Joy, which isn't a nursery rhyme, but still, I really don't remember.
So mine was a little pet monkey my grandma made me. I was great at naming things, so I named him Monkey. Explains why I go by JP. But everyone has a little stuffed animal toy as a kid. And 4-year-old in this story has his little stuffed doggy. Toy puppy, carries him around everywhere. They're in Richmond, Virginia with his family on vacation, and he left his stuffed puppy in the Holiday Inn Express. Which is panic for a 4-year-old.
Indubitably.
And if it's panic for a 4-year-old, it's panic for the parents. So the boy's dad contacted the company, called them. They're like, oh yeah, we got you. We'll take care of it. We'll send it back to you. They heard 4-year-old screaming and crying about it in the background. Holiday Inn Express, they all get together and they're like, we should do something to help them out. So they took the puppy and they started taking pictures of it. Little toy puppies, all of a sudden he's at the spa. Then he's working out of the exercise gym. Then he's getting some food. And they were sending emails to the dad. And then the dad would show it to the 4-year-old and be like, oh, your stuffed animal, your little puppy's on vacation too, like us. And it changed the 4-year-old's whole perspective. He went from being really sad to being like, oh, wow. Whenever we get back from our vacation, he can tell me about his vacation. We can all talk about it. They posted it on Twitter. It went viral. And I just thought it was really sweet. Some hotel workers going the extra mile to not only get the toy back to the 4-year-old, help the family, do a little cute moment, and just make everyone feel good. Went above and beyond. I want to talk about it here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
I legitimately feel like that is a real life kids book, story in the making. Somebody can write that book right now and I would buy it and read it to my daughter every night and she would think it's amazing. So yeah, that is beautiful all around, man.
You should just write it for it. Just write the story, Tim.
Man, we need to start a positive truth series. I mean, what's funny, JP, now that we're on this subject, my daughter actually wants to write a book. And it's funny because I've been saying it for years, which I don't really do it, but I want to. And I low-key am motivated. We actually started painting. We painted for years now, but we have this little comic book that will tell stories with the things that we paint. And it's pretty funny, man. I think she's actually going to be the one to motivate me to do that. Shout out to creativity.
So you're going to actually write a children's book?
I low-key, I might, man. I really think I will this year, too. My daughter's really on it, like with art and writing and stuff. So I believe it's going to happen, man. And their story definitely reminded me of like a real-life story that should be in a children's book. Kids should read that and know there's people out there doing good things for kids all the time.
No pressure, Tim, but I expect a Winnie the Pooh instant classic.
Ooh, chef's kiss. No problem at all.
I also expect an instant classic from your next positive news story. What do you got?
Absolutely, man. So stimulation, learning, and fun, these are all the activities that are known to delay the progression of dementia. And that's exactly what this story is about, man. There's a nonprofit called Belong, and this nonprofit, it's the operator of senior homes specializing in dementia care. And they partnered up with another nonprofit called Ready Generations. And what they decided to do is put a daycare inside of this village with the senior home center to help these preschool kid age with these senior citizens get together and enjoy each other's time. The parents that are involved with this as well, they truly believe it takes a village to raise a child. So these substitute grandparents get to come in, not only enjoy their day, but also help with dementia. This study is shown to work. So not only did they start doing it there, they're doing it in other places as well too. And I thought this was a beautiful idea. I love my kids hanging out with them, and I love watching my kids play with their grandparents. So I can only imagine going to school all day and you get to play with grandparents all day long. It's probably the best time ever of all time, period. Shout out to Belong, this nonprofit that decided to do this. I think this is a 10 out of 10 idea.
So daycare is expensive, but not only is this daycare, it's cheap. It's people with dementia who want these interactions, who need these interactions with young children who, when they're that age, they love that interaction too. And it's just this constant positivity building on positivity, as Tim would say. Why is this not everywhere? This is such a simple yet brilliant idea. I love this brilliant positive news story. And yeah, we should have this everywhere. I don't know anyone that wouldn't send their little kids there.
Indeed.
Before we get to our last three feel-good, positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, the daughter is eating new foods. The son eats everything like a garbage disposal, but my daughter, she's always been like a chicken finger type of person. Daddy, can I have canes or chicken nuggets or something like that? Now she's eating cheeseburgers, hot dogs, any kind of chips. She's just eating a little bit of anything. It's awesome. She's trying anything and everything, and I think it's really awesome. So it's been fun. She actually tried some steak that Edna made the other day, and she was like, "Mommy, you're the best baker in the whole town." It was hilariously cute. Hilariously cute.
What about fruits and vegetables?
Man, she likes oranges. She tried an orange this week, and she tried bananas, which she's had bananas in the past and she liked them, but she's not a big fan of them anymore. But she really likes oranges, so that's the new fruit we're going towards this summer for sure.
Okay,
we eat a lot vegetables. Of fruits in the summer. Vegetables, that's a different beast.
how much does beast. LA weigh?
Probably more than Layla, man. That little round thing.
No, for real.
Dude, I don't know. Honestly, I couldn't tell you right now. He's probably close to, he's probably, I don't know, 27 pounds maybe.
You want to guess how Carlos's Athena is? How much she weighs?
How much does she weigh? LA and her are about the same size, man.
And she's 14 pounds.
There's no way.
Carlos told me that.
There's no way she weighs 14 pounds.
At the doctor. Just for background.
Thanks, dog.
One of our business partners, name is Los, had a daughter November. LA came in February. So she's 4 months older, or 3 months older than LA. Carlos is a bigger person, right? Tim is this like tiny person, and then Carlos is a Latina, so small, and LA is just so much so bigger big. Than everyone.
Oh man, it's so funny. We went to a party not too long ago, like a baby shower, and a lot of people that haven't seen us in a long time, they were like, oh my gosh, Tim, Edna, you guys had another kid? Yeah, this is our son. Oh my gosh, he looks just like you guys. But why is he so big? I'm like, oh man. Oh man, I don't even know how to answer this one.
When he's running, he'll be all good.
Yeah, when he's running. When he's running.
I'm grateful for wires. We've had a little technical issues, mostly Tim. And now we're coming live in HD. Shout out to those Ethernet cables.
Oh man, 150 foot long Ethernet cables. Woo!
I got a 150 foot long story about something else. It's about a volunteer. She moved to a new area recently, 2 years ago. And she, Salem, living there, doing her thing. And she met a gentleman by the name of Justin Kidd. And he would marry people. But the person he met, you know, her name is Mita. She loved doing balloons, blow up the balloons, turn them into an animal, all that. She was really good at it. She's been doing it for 40 years. He was like, you should come here because a lot of the people I marry are on the poorer side. They don't have any decoration. She was like, I got you. So 1 year on Valentine's Day, she came in there and she, all of these balloons, Valentine's theme for all the marriages that day. And everyone was in awe. They're like, this is incredible. And she was like, thank you. I've just been doing this on the side for fun for 40 years. I'm like in my 60s now. And so Dungan used to work at a nursing home north of Seattle. She gave 57 baths a week. She was like, I love that job because I never felt more needed in my life. And then I would do the balloons and they loved the balloons. Made me fall in love with them. And then I saw how much joy it brought to people. So then I just started showing up to random events and just started doing them for people. Kept going. Just kept doing this throughout her whole life. And now she's in a new place. And she was always wondering, I wonder if I'm going to find a place to be able to share my love of balloons now that I'm in a new city. And then she got the invite. And now everyone in the city loves her. And she says, balloons aren't just for kids. They're for everyone. They're for getting people through their worst days and through their best days on their weddings. I can't ever stop doing this. It's one of the best things ever. And I want to do it for the rest of my life. It's just such a small thing. But it does make you feel good on this Feel Good Friday.
It's such a huge thing, man. Do you remember as a kid getting one of those? Like one of those balloons that was like a giraffe or a heart or a rose or a sword or something like that. Man, those were like everything to me. I remember crying because I didn't get one. Oh, shout out to her. She's amazing.
An artiste spreading joy one balloon at a time. That should also be a kid story you do for Layla too.
I actually like that one a lot too. Man, the positive truth has all the kid stories. We just haven't been
right. I don't have any kids. Speak for yourself, man. You got two of them.
Indeed.
What do you have for your next positive news story?
So my last one of the day is actually really awesome. It's about a woman by the name of Faith. Faith is blind. Her and her twin brother were born prematurely, and they're both born with limited vision. She can't see out of one eye completely, and she can see shapes and stuff out of the other eye. But she's never let that stop her from pursuing her dreams, man. At 22 years old, the Texas native just got accepted to Texas Tech University School of Veterinary Medicine. She has been raising horses and goats her whole life on the farm. She's been around animals her whole entire life. She has a dog that helps her, and she does her thing. Her getting accepted to this, she's very happy about it and very proud, and she hopes that she can inspire others to not let their disability stop them from accomplishing their goals. And I think it's really beautiful all around. Whenever I read the article, I was impressed to see that like she has just such a positive attitude. And to me, I honestly want to nominate her for Positive Truth Person of the Year just because of how good of her attitude she has. She didn't let her disability define her, and now she's out here going to veterinary school like we all dreamed about as kids. I know at least one of our friends dreamed about being a veterinarian before, so I think that's really awesome.
Do you have a video?
I don't have a video, but I do have some cool pictures. Definitely could share somewhere.
That is absolutely awesome. Shout out to the dog. Imagine your vet comes out as a vet and a dog for your veterinarian. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That's all I'm saying.
The pet that you brought is going to have a friend. Everything's going to be great.
And like you said, I should be more serious. Didn't let her disability define her. And she took her disability, overcame it, and now is helping others. That is a real inspirational story on this Feel Good Friday, Tim.
That's how we end it.
That's not how we end it. We're ending it with another animal. It is 100% true. Unicorns. In Providence, Rhode Island, there have been 3D printed unicorns outside everywhere. And when I say everywhere in the Providence, they've been in the park. They've been in restaurants. They've been in museums. They've been at schools. And no one knows who's doing it. There's a mysterious unicorn maker who's doing 3D printed objects. He's making little unicorns, he or she, no one knows. And he's just putting them around town. And whenever they're doing it, they're always putting in specific spots. And of course, the newspaper picks it up. They're talking about it. And one of the notes for a little unicorn got left with a note. He said, anonymous art is actually a very big tradition in art history. Almost the majority of art that's been made in history is actually anonymous. Up until the medieval period, almost every art was basically anonymous. And because of that, they want to stay anonymous. And they're putting them in little sections of the community. And it's bringing the community together because they're going out, seeing new things, discussing it, bringing people together. And then people get these cool little 3D printed unicorns to take home. Such a small act that makes everyone feel good on this Feel Good Friday.
Take that world. I actually love that story. Oh, sorry, JP. I wanted to say I actually love that story so much. One, because who knew unicorns would be like still around and this popular? When I was a kid, I thought anybody that liked unicorns, I was making fun of them, etc. But unicorns are like everywhere. I know I have a daughter now, so I see them differently. But man, the fact that somebody did something like that is beyond amazing to me. To still bring back anonymous art like that over all this time, it was pretty awesome. So yeah, I just wanted to get that over with.
I would never make fun of anyone in my life, Tim. Especially for unicorns. That actually sounds like something I would do too. Yeah, shout out to unicorns. Alive and real. Read this book. Well, I'm reading this book series called Discworld. And in the first book, there's a chapter about dragons. And one of the characters, every other character knows dragons aren't real. But then this one character is like, dragons are real. So whenever they go to this place where your imagination creates the dragons, his is the best because it's like, oh, he actually believes it. That's how I feel about unicorns. If you're listening, unicorns are real.
Take that world. Fun facts with JP. That was funny.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Don't count the days, make the days count. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.